iHeartRadio, joined by Gavin on the phone here right now. The Art of Survival out October 7th. This is exciting. Brand new machine or brand new song, More Than Machines, out right now. And I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but this is not what I expected from Bush. Like, what a banger of a song. I love it.
I'm happy to be surprising. It's hard to be surprising in 2022. So thank you for allowing me to be surprising. And yeah, the record's really powerful. And I think that you're going to love it. And it's really, it's all super heavy, but it's not, I think that I still try and, you know, I try and carve out all the melodies that I like, you know, and I think that the music should get really like, wow, like, you know, take you on a trip. But I haven't developed anything beyond my usual kind of like search for melody, you know, and I like that. I like that counterbalance, counterpoint, excuse me. So, yeah, it's exciting, you know. So soon, like, I've known about this record for a minute, you know. So the last few weeks of this kind of anticipation of people hearing.
I've been reading the book Sellout, which was about some of artists signing on to labels back for some of the early like punk and pop punk bands in the 90s and 2000s. Do you remember the time when you guys actually first signed on to a record label and what that was actually like, you know, if they were courting you as it would be, I guess?
Yeah, it's funny, that whole concept was selling out. Sort of, you just like disgruntled people talk about sellouts. But I remember like having years and years and years of failing at record labels and never getting a deal in England. And when I came to America and I switched distribution, I went in to see Interscope, even though I signed to an independent label, but I didn't understand that they needed distribution. It was too complex for my dumb brain at the time. So like, I remember going to another meeting. I was like, but I just flew to LA and I thought I had a record deal. And I had to meet Ted Field and Jimmy Iovine. And that was the first time I went to a label where they treated me really well. And then from there, it's been all right. But yeah, before then, it was not good.
I wanted to talk a little bit about your stint in the Woodstock 99 documentary. Kind of a lot of people still chatting about that. Did that bring back maybe not so great memories from the past, or were you kind of happy to you know speak about your time at that festival?
You know, selfishly, on the Friday night when we played, it was pretty magnificent. All hell hadn't broken loose. It was simmering, and you know, there was that sort of steroid macho intensity about the crowd, the new metal side of the crowd. But for me, I was lost in the moment trying to do a great show and pay respect to Woodstock of 69. Mm-hmm. I didn't get if I'd played on a Sunday night and I'd seen people kind of like staggering and, you know, falling from their tents, unable to drink, like some sort of like Faustian nightmare of like, you know, domination by the man, you know, maybe it would have felt the same. I just sort of, and I mean, we were making the science of things then. So I was really was in a bubble, you know. I didn't even know Limp Bizkit had taken over the world. You know, I came back out. I was like, let's see, boom. Of course I knew Nookie, but I just hadn't like, I just was at my own creative nonsense, you know, with in the studio. So I was like, wow, damn. But I mean, that's well deserved. They're a great band.
So on tour right now for the summer with Alice in Chains and Breaking Benjamin. Can you just kind of speak to the, I guess, excitement doing this whole thing again, you know, touring and supporting a brand new album, and the album's about to drop next month?
Yeah, it's been brilliant. You know, I loved Alice in Chains for a long time. I met Breaking Benjamin and Benjamin recently. Found a great connection between us, and very sweet people. And those guys were going on tour, and it was like, you want to open for them, but like, it's really good for you, like open to 12,000 people. Like we play really early on this tour, 6:25. Alice go on at 9:15. So like, you know, 3 hours later. But it's really packed when we've been going out, which is really like, my ego is really relieved about that. I was a bit worried, like, oh, that's going to be so embarrassing. People still get their hot dogs in parking. Oh, that's bullshit. And then it's cool. And then by the time, you know, so you start and just people come flying in. And it's good. It's been good. It's been great. And I think that we could have gone out on our own and been forging our way. And yet this opportunity came up and I didn't know what I thought about it, except I was into like playing to a lot of people. It seemed like we probably played to like 350,000 people. So it's just, it's a good thing to do, you know. It's sort of, you know, we warm up, we're a good warm-up band.
All right, once again, on with Gavin. More Than Machines, out right now, the new single from Bush, and The Art of Survival drops October 7th. Nice little present for us for Thanksgiving weekend. Oh, sorry, Thanksgiving in Canada, I guess probably not the date for everybody else, but can you just give us a little bit more of an idea? We were talking about how like crunchy and intense that new single is. Is this kind of the case of the whole album?
Yeah, I mean, it's I still have a couple of really tender tracks, two songs that I love the tender ones, you know what I mean? And what's so funny and makes me laugh is that all the heaviest bands in the world, like either Slipknot or, you know, Limp Bizkit, all their biggest songs are the weepy, sad ones. The weepy, sad ones. You know, Chris Isaacs, you know, and that song, but I see that's Stone Sour's biggest song, one of the, you know, it's brilliant. It's a great song, Wicked Game, I mean, don't get me wrong, and Corey's amazing, so it makes perfect sense. But I just mean that everyone's got a secret weepy side, so I like to put those in there. And there's one called Creatures of the Fire and one called A Thousand Years, and they're both they both got really good vibe. A Thousand Years ends the record. It's got a real sort of, I want people to hear the record and it starts with Heavy as the Ocean. It's this whole, it just brings you into the record, just like grabs you in and you're done. You've got to listen to it right the way through. And then when it pops you back onto a, you know, some kind of spaceship or something like that, like back to Earth or wherever you come from, with this kind of mellow Thousand Years. There's method in our madness.
Well, I cannot wait to hear the rest of the album. Again, The Art of Survival, out October 7th. Thank you so much for taking time. I know you are very busy and on the road, so I appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with me today.
Appreciate that. Thanks so much. Enjoy the record.